In college hoops last night, Paul Jesperson hit 8 3-pointers and scored 28 points, both of those career highs. And Northern Iowa limited Bradley to just 18 second-half points as the Panthers took a 68-50 victory last night. Jesperson and Matt Bohannon each knocked down a pair of 3-pointers as Northern Iowa took a 12-4 lead. But Bradley kept pace as Antoine Pittman hit a 3-pointer to tie it at 32 with 1:06 left in the first half. Jesperson hit a late three to give UNI a 3-point halftime advantage. Bradley took a 38-37 lead on Pittman's 3-pointer less than 3 minutes into the second half, but the Braves scored on just 2 Pittman 3-pointers over the next 8 minutes. Northern Iowa built a 54-44 advantage, and Jesperson hit 3 straight 3s to make it 63-47. Ronnie Suggs had 15 and Pittman 14 for Bradley as they fall to 3-19 overall in the season. Panthers with the win. Even their mark at 11-11. They're 3-6 now in Missouri Valley Conference play as they win at 68-50 last night. In the top 25, the Texas A&M Aggies may be the fifth-ranked team in the Associated Press men's basketball poll, but they still can't win in Fayetteville, Arkansas. The Razorbacks were just 9-10 and riding a three-game losing streak before beating Texas A&M 74-71 last night. Damian Lee drained his first 6 3-point tries and scored 29 points to lead 16th-ranked Louisville to a 91-83 win at Virginia Tech. Rico Gathers scored 14 of his 16 points in the second half and finished with 9 rebounds to push number 17 Baylor past Oklahoma State 69-65. Tyler Euless scored 20 points, and 20th-ranked Kentucky scored 20 straight points in the first half in an 88-54 laffer against Missouri. Vince Edwards scored 24 points and grabbed 8 rebounds to help number 21 Purdue hold off Minnesota 68-64. That's the Gophers' 10th consecutive loss. The Boilermakers finished the game without Big Ten leading rebounder Caleb Swanigan, who left with a right ankle injury. Number 22 Wichita State is now 9-0 in the Missouri Valley Conference after an 80-54 stifling of Loyola of Chicago. The Shockers had 7 players score at least 8 points, with Shaquille Morris providing a dozen and Rashard Kelly adding 11 last night. Off to their best start in the Big Ten since 1970, the third-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes face a huge test this evening with a visit to 8th-ranked Maryland. The Terrapins are 6-2 in the league race, and sophomore Mello Trimble is one of the top point guards in the country.
He's really good with the ball. He's just as dangerous when he's looking for shots for himself as he is when he's loading other people up. And those are the toughest guys to guard, especially when they can stop behind a screen and make a three. And he can put points on the board in a hurry.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says Trimble has plenty of help.
But he's got a lot of weapons around him. You know, which anytime you have a guy like him and you put 4 other great players around him, that makes him that much more difficult. Because if you're going to help, you're going to give something up.
McCaffrey says that road wins are special, and the Hawkeyes have won their last 6 Big Ten road games dating back to last season.
You feel like you've overcome a lot, accomplished a lot, because you really have to be together on the floor, and you have to hold on to the game plan because there's so much noise, and you got to really, it's hard to communicate sometimes. So you have to really communicate with each other, and you got to pull each other over, and you got to help and support one another on the floor. So I think the players feel a little bit differently when they get a W in a situation like that.
Iowa's ranking is the highest since 1987. McCaffrey says he doesn't pay any attention to preseason rankings, and this one is no different.
And I'm paying attention to it today because we've got 11 more very difficult games. So a lot can change between now and the end of the season. So, you know, you just really lock in to what can we do in this next game to be better and what can we do to beat a really good team on the road.
This will be the only regular season meeting between the Hawkeyes and the Turtles. Pre-game coverage on KJAN tonight gets underway at 5 o'clock. Tip-off at the Xfinity Center will be at 6:05 this evening, and you can hear it all from College Park tonight. Maryland hosting Iowa this evening here on KJAN, a top 10 matchup. Well, the Iowa State women's basketball team lost to TCU 72-62 last night in Hilton Coliseum. Freshman Bridget Carlton paced the Cyclones as she put up 23 points and 11 rebounds in that outing. Iowa State will face Oklahoma at home on Saturday. Tip time for that game between the Cyclones and Sooners will be at 1 o'clock. The Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter says the Hawkeyes are not waving the white flag on their NCAA tournament hopes. After they raced out to a 12-2 record to start the season, the Hawkeyes are now in the midst of a 3-week slump that's seen them drop 5 of their last 6 games heading into tonight's home game against Michigan.
I still think we can get to a minimum of that 9-9 mark, and I think that with our schedule, I think right now we're at the 28th best schedule strength in America. If we get to 9-9, which is 6-4 in our last 10 games, that's very doable. That's very doable. And if we get to 9 wins, yeah, we're going to change our goal to 10. If we get to 10, we'll change it to 11. But you got to start somewhere.
Just a couple of weeks ago, the Hawkeyes were riding a 25-game winning streak at home, but they've dropped their last two games at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
You know, it's special to play at home. It's what you want to do for your fans. It's what you want to do when you have the benefit and the added advantage of playing at home. You want to use it. And I don't feel like our last two home games we've really used it. We haven't created our emotion. We haven't given a whole lot of opportunities for the crowd to really get behind us. But I really want to see us give them some inspiration so that the crowd can get behind us as well.
Tip time for that ball game this evening is 7 o'clock. A Connecticut athletic director, Ward Manuel, has been offered the same job at Michigan, according to two high-ranking officials at UConn. UConn President Susan Herbst has confirmed that Manuel is a finalist for the job in Ann Arbor. She says she expects an announcement from that school in the next couple of days. Manuel is a former football player at Michigan under Bo Schembechler. Green Bay Packers coach Mike McCarthy has pulled out of his Pro Bowl coaching assignment, saying doctors have advised him not to travel as he battles a stomach illness. The Packers said associate head coach Winston Moss will handle head coaching responsibilities in Honolulu this week, including Sunday's game. The Packers staff will coach one team, and the staff of the Kansas City Chiefs will be on the other sideline. Eighth-year referee Cleet Blakeman will work his first Super Bowl and sixth postseason game on February 7th when the Carolina Panthers play the Denver Broncos at Santa Clara, California. He refereed Green Bay, Arizona in the divisional round when he needed to redo the coin toss for overtime after the coin didn't flip. The Super Bowl 50 officiating crew has 97 years of NFL experience and 62 combined playoff assignments. Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson says he could leave the Tigers a year early for the NFL draft if circumstances are right. The 6'2" sophomore All-American said the NFL has always been a dream and is part of the reason he came to Clemson. Watson said one of his goals is to have his college degree before he leaves, and he is on track to graduate in December. Five-time champion Novak Djokovic has beaten four-time winner Roger Federer in the semifinals to advance to his sixth Australian Open final in a four-set match. The top-ranked and defending champion Djokovic is bidding to win his sixth Australian Open and to continue a run that earned him three of the four Grand Slam trophies in 2015. Djokovic will face either number 2 Andy Murray or number 13 Milos Raonic in the final. Top seed Serena Williams has never lost an Australian Open final, and she's one match victory away from capturing her 22nd Grand Slam title and 7th at Melbourne as she cruised into the final with a straight set rout of Agnieszka Radwanska. Next up for Williams is 7th seeded Angelique Kerber, who reached a Grand Slam singles final for the first time with a straight sets win over Johanna Konta. And the Atlantic Archery Club hosted a home meet Saturday. It was the largest home event to date with 18 schools participating. The Atlantic High School squad placed 4th overall and the middle school team placed 5th overall. Atlantic was led by Jacob Park, who earned a 274 score, finishing 1st out of 48 of 8th grade boys, 5th out of 110 middle school boys, and 24th out of 233 overall. Tyler Petty shot a 268 total. Also, Tama Jessen shot a 267, was 15th among the high school girls. Clayton Gibson shot a 265, Carly Westphalen 265, Derek Drager a 261, and Dustin Drager a 259 total. That's Check in Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.